This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th. Joffrey.org.
This year's major UN climate change conference wrapped up last week. COP26 brought international policymakers, researchers, and protesters to Glasgow, Scotland, as leaders discussed how to limit the worst effects of climate change. One person from the Chicago area who made the trek to Scotland is Paul Kearns. He's the director of the U.S. Department of Energy's Argonne National Laboratory. Paul, welcome.
Thank you very much, Melba. I'm pleased to be here.
There were, of course, a lot of events at COP26, and you participated in an event about getting the world to net zero emissions. What are some of the top strategies for doing that?
Yeah, how exciting. What a very significant challenge it is. It's called the Net Zero World Initiative, sponsored by the Department of Energy and the Department of State, along with several philanthropic organizations. And they're pulling in six or eight partner countries here in this first phase. Places like Nigeria, Ukraine, Egypt. The idea is to really bring the expertise we have here in the U.S. through the national laboratories, Argonne, and the other national labs the Department of Energy is responsible for, and help those countries really on the ground and, first of all, understand where they're at, what their strategies are to get to net zero, and how we might work with them, what technologies we can lean in with, or what additional analysis or insights we can bring to really help them get along the path more quickly. We're looking for early wins. We're looking to actually make an impact by 2024. So really excited in that way.
Tell us about some other discussions that you had at COP26 that could have some implications for us here in our area.
I was very fortunate in that I was able to have a conversation with Governor Pritzker. So we talked about the good things that are going on in Illinois, including the Climate and Equitable Jobs Act, and also his interest really in attracting a battery manufacturer to the state to build one of these, what we call gigafactories, basically, if you will, batteries for electric vehicles. One of the other events I got to participate in, too, is called Build a Better Battery, which ties nicely into Governor Pritzker's interest.
Paul, we've seen coverage of the protests at the summit, the demonstrators saying the world leaders are just not doing enough to address the climate crisis. Greta Thunberg called COP26 a, quote, PR event. How do you respond to some of those criticisms?
You know, this is my first COP, my first opportunity to witness, if you will, or experience a COP firsthand to see how it's really a gathering of nations from across the world and many different voices in that conversation. One thing that was more prevalent, I understand, than past COPs is really the engagement of youth and indigenous people in the COP itself. Many times, I sat in a conference room or was in a conversation where someone was challenging basically, a statement about the investment or the how urgently we were moving to address climate change. And so I think all of that is just extremely healthy, actually. It's always good. I feel responsible. I feel accountable for the well-being of the nation and the world and my role as a laboratory director, one of the Department of Energy's national laboratories. And so I'm really willing and eager to have people hold me accountable.
I've been speaking with Paul Kearns, the director of the Argonne National Laboratory in Lamont, Illinois. Paul, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Melba. I very much appreciated the conversation. Thank you.
And if you have a question that you want answered in our weekly climate segment, you can email us at climate@wbez.org. This is WBEZ.